The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Suppose one of you has a friend whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. For a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give him the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. Persistence is necessary in our life of prayer. We have to continually ask and to ask and ask. And if God doesn't give it to us because of our friendship, he'll give it to us so it keeps us quiet. I think I mentioned it a couple of times before that there's a saying that I've heard throughout my life that the squeaky wheel gets the oil. I mean, it's the others that are fine and are behaving that, you know, are kind of neglected, but the one that annoys you the most is going to get what they're asking for. And so it's important to remember that the point of this gospel is that we have to be persistent. Even if we think it's annoying to God, which I guarantee you, he's not actually annoyed by us, no matter how much we try. The persistence is important because it tests us. How long are we willing to ask and pray for this particular cause, this particular intention, before we finally give up? God wants to make sure that we're serious about our intentions. So we ask and we ask and we ask. Persistence is key. And in this case, it's a virtue. And so I leave you with the words of St. Jose Maria Escriva. He says, "Persevere in prayer. Persevere even when our efforts seem sterile, because prayer is always fruitful."